all that effort, and it looked like you were going to get something out of the game for so long, they must be bitterly disappointed in the dressing room.
Yeah, I think, you know, we went to Stamford Bridge and did the same and got beat late on there, and we've got beat late on today. So, you know, I'm really disappointed for the players, for the effort and the application they've put in again today. And Gareth has got pinned a little bit for the goal. You know, Giroud's a top player and a strong lad. And you know, Gareth and Johnny have played ever so well at the heart of our defence, and Ben has made some great saves. So it's really disappointing for them.
Claudio has a great chance as well, doesn't he, in the second half to make it 1-0?
Yeah, he slashed it. If he just takes his time, then, you know, he can score there. But disappointed because of all the effort that we've put in, and we get no reward. But, you know, that's football for you at times.
It's such a mentally and physically demanding game, Tony. And mentally, I think it took toll on the players, did it, in the end?
Well, you've got to concentrate for 94 minutes, and you know, I thought they did that. It's just one time that Gareth got caught, you know, with Giroud, and like I say, he's a big, strong lad, and if he does pin you, then you know, he's he will get, you know, above you and win the header, and that's what has happened. And you know, for top players, you know, you have to concentrate for all the time, and Gareth has just caught one step. If he makes one step in front of Giroud, then he heads out away.
And Johnny seemed to suffer a recurrence of his injury in the second half. Johnny Evans, did he?
No, he was a kick on his calf. So I think one of the lads has caught him on the back of his calf. Now he's fine, and he's done smashing today.
So, is the short turnaround a worry for you, given how much energy your players will have put into today? Southampton game of the weekend?
No, two away games is obviously difficult at this time of the year anyway. And, you know, I just don't know why they've done double headers at this time of the year. It's just bizarre. And to have 9 days a break and then to come into a spell over the weekend where we're playing two games in 3 days is just amazing for me. You know, I want to play Christmas games. I want to play over the Christmas period. But we've had a chance this year to spread it out a little bit better than what we've done. Whether all the FA and the Premier League were shopping for those 9 days and needed that time to shop, I don't know.
Does it penalise the smaller clubs almost? Because obviously you don't have the strength and depth that Arsenal do.
Of course it does. The bigger squads, you know, they get an opportunity to, you know, to play players of a level that we can't compete with. But I'm not criticising, you know, our players. They were fantastic today again.